which I really enjoyed, a new idea, something, a fresh bagel, a chametz stick bagel from the Simonim. I always thought, I never really appreciated what are the, we come to the meal after davening is over and we have Simonim. All different types. In Shulchan Aruch, the truth is, in the Mechaber lists only five Simonim. Only five things are listed in Shulchan Aruch. Do I even have the five things listed in Shulchan Aruch in front of me? Let me see. I'll tell you what the five things are. And then the Ramah adds two more things, for a total of seven. Okay, what are the five things in the Shulchan Aruch? It's a Gemara. Okay, well, today we make up a lot of things. Today we live in a world of make-believe, so we want to add celery, a raisin, and celery, a raise in salary. It's the oldest joke in the world. Okay? A raisin and celery. It's probably dates back to Adam Arishon, that joke. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says something called a kra, or rubia, karti, silka, tamri. Most of us don't even know what these things are. Okay, tamri are dates. What's a kra? I don't know, a melon. What kind of melon? There are only 1,000 melons out there. What kind of watermelon? There are 1,000,000 melons. What exactly is a kara? I'm not sure anyone really knows. Rubia. What is rubia? Does anyone know what rubia is?
Carrots.
What?
Carrots.
Carrots? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only pshat? Carrot is leek. What's leek?
Man.
Leek, whatever leek is. I know what leek is, but whatever it looks like. Most people, you don't even know what leek is. Whatever, we know what leek is. Silka. Fenugreek? Who eats fenugreek today? Fenugreek? Okay, so these are the five things listed. Kra, rubia, karti, silka. I couldn't even pick these things out. Anyway, whatever. These are five things that are listed in the Gemara. And then the Ramah says that some say you should also eat dvash and an apple. A tapuach and dvash. So it's a really, if you look in the Mechaber and Ramah together, they only give us a grand total of seven items. The Kra, Rubia, Karti, Silka, Tamre, and then the two of the Ramah. Is the Ramah coming to disagree? It's not so posh. The Ramah, there's a lot of beautiful law on this, but not for now. I don't want to focus on this, but it might be that the Ramah and the Mechaber disagree. And the only one that I think makes mention of the Yehi Ratzon is the Ramah. The Mechaber doesn't say the Yehi Ratzon. He just says that these things are symbolic. If you take a very literal reading of the Mechaber, I surely get the Shulchan Aruch and read to you word for word, it would seem that according to the Mechaber, eating these things by itself is the good siman. Whereas according to the Ramah, it's not. Ramah says no. He doesn't mention these things. He not that he disagrees. He mentions honey. You dip the challah. We know that the bread is dipped in honey, and the tapuach, which we call an apple, which is not necessarily an apple. Tapuach can be many things. No one really knows what exactly a tapuach is. We convinced ourselves that it's a red, shiny apple. There are only 100 varieties of apples, but an apple is an apple. Maybe really it's an esroik, maybe it's another fruit, whatever it is, a tapuach. And then the Ramah says, you should say a yehi rotzain. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, we're very generous, and we eat everything. You can buy a kit in the store. You can buy a special kit that has all of the different simonim. Plus, they'll throw in some more things. They'll throw in the raisins and the celery and a lot of other things as well. And they have a sheet. They'll have all of the possible yehirot signs to explain what they are. So we take the Ramah's embellishment of reciting a prayer that accompanies the eating of these items, and we apply it to the five items mentioned by the Mechaber, which are taken right out of the Gemara. The Gemara does not mention that we should recite a prayer to accompany the consumption of these items. The Ramah is the one that mentions that we should recite a prayer that accompanies a simin. But the simanim of the Ramah are not the simanim of the Mechaber. The simanim of the Ramah is the Dvash and the Tapuach. We have been very liberal, very generous in taking the idea of the Ramah and applying it to the simanim of the Gemara as well. That's fine. Perfect. I just want to make one point, then we'll go on to Shofar. Maybe we'll spend more time about this another time. And this is something that is totally new to me. I always looked at this simanim as one size fits all. They're all good. They're all wonderful things. You want to start off the year with a good simin. Simin toiv. Umazel toiv. Yehelonu ulchol Yisrael amen. Right? We want to start off the year with good simanim. Everything is good. Only good. It's not true. Half of the things here are bad simanim. They're very, very bad. Okay? They're very bad. Karti. Leak. Whatever that is. I know what it is. Whatever. I'm just joking with you. Karti. Karti. This is not a good simon. This is not good. This is a horrible, horrible thing to put on your dining room table the night of Rosh Hashanah. It's a curse. Because karte means chorus. Chorus, karte, chorus. Person wants chorus? Person wants to die? Spiritual death? Physical death? Out of your mind? You gotta be out of your mind to put chorus on the dining room table. You wanna put silka on your table? Is that the name of a woman, Silka? Silka, Silka, you know what Silka means? Sheyistalku, siluk, departure, to leave the world. When a person dies, it's called that he's nistalik. His neshama has been nistalik, has departed. It's a curse. Make no mistake about it. Karti on your dining room table is a curse. Silka is a curse. On the other hand, Rubia, that's a bracha. That's kula bracha. Blessing. Rimoin, that's a blessing. Rubia means an abundance. A rimoin comes from... Okay, we say there are many seeds. Also, I don't know if the etymology of the word rimon, what it means exactly, whatever, but it means ron means a song, reish nun. There's a mem there though. I don't know, you can't ignore the mem, but it means shenarbe zichuyos kerimon. There are many seeds. We want to have many merits. And what was that, and the one that I left out is the korah. What's the korah, a melon? Is that a blessing or a curse? It's both. It's, on the one hand, it means to cut out, korea, and the other hand, it means to call. Now, even the word korea is with an ayin, and a korah is with an aleph, so it's not the same letter, yet it's interpreted, we're not so makbid on diktuk, on Rosh Hashanah, the way in the Yehi Rot sign we say sheyikora gizar dinoi. Okay, so it means to be cut out, which cutting out is a curse. But mitzad sheni kuf resh alf means to call vayikra, vayavar Hashem alpana vayikra means to call out, means something good, to call out a good message. So what I'm trying to show you over here is we have. From the Gemara, there are five items. The Gemara is very precise. Two of the items you put on your dining room table are curses. Two things you put on the dining room table are pure blessing. And there's one item that can go both ways. It's like the Beinoni. You can interpret it both ways. What do you do Rosh Hashanah? You have a very big job in front of you. You have to identify the curse and identify the blessing. The blessing, take for yourself. The curse, give it away to your enemies. Don't keep it for yourself. And when you have a mixed bag, then you got to know how to deal with it also. You got to extract the good for yourself and take the element of curse and give that away to your enemies. It's an avoida. It's the simone milsa. It's not, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah, it should be a good sign. No, no, no. It's practice for tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you come to daven before Hashem and you daven that long Shemona Esrei and you see your whole life go in front of you, you have to, this past year, you have to say there were good things and there were bad things. You have to make a selection. The good I'm going to keep. Not only will I keep it, I'm going to expand. I'm going to embellish it. I'm going to work with it. And the things that were not so good, we're going to get rid of. We're going to cut out. And we're going to have fun by getting rid of it, by giving it to our enemies. Let them have it. And things which are nishtahi nishtaher, that's a very big avoid. You have to really be very delicate in being able to take the good for yourself and taking the bad and giving it away to the people that deserve to have the bad, to our enemies. When it comes to the charity, it's a curse. It's mamash a curse. Koris. And what do you say? She yikorisu soina enu. This item's a curse. Let my enemies be cursed. When you pick up the silka, the beets, what do you say? Sheyis dalku oivenu. Our enemies should be dismissed, should be nistalik, should be removed, obliterated. When it comes to the ruvia, oh, ruvia's rav, bracha, this I'm going to keep. Sheyirbu zichu yoyseinu. When it comes to the rimoin, shenarbe zichu yoys kirimoin. And the most difficult of them all is the middle one, the kraf. Also, the order. The order is very precise in the Gemara. The order, let me turn to the Gemara. Okay, the order. No, the order is kara, rubia. No, I take it back. The order is not so simple. The order is, I don't know why I made that mistake. The order is not so simple. It's a big mix. That's maybe part of the challenge. The kara is the most difficult because the kara, we say two things in the Yehi Ratzon. We say, she yi ko ra gzar dinenu. Our gzar dinenu, our evil decrees should be ripped up. And the yikaru lefanecha kriya, it shall be called before you zichu yoseinu. Our merits, may they be mentioned before you. So instead of looking at the simonim, just, oh, you know, simonim, it's fun, it's a game, you have on the table all of these items, all of the hirat signs. No, that's not what it is. When you look at the item on the table, you have to reflect. Is this object a good object, or is this object a bad object? If it's good, I want it. It's mine. Finders, keepers, losers, what does it go? Losers, I forgot from my childhood. Losers, weepers, whatever it's called. Finder, I'm taking this for myself. And when you pick up an item on the table and, this is a curse. You know who gets it? Corona. You could have it. It's for you. It's for you, all of our enemies. You can have it. Get lost. You have to be awake, be conscious, to look at the simonim and know what to do. And when you get something like the kara, you're baffled. How do I deal with this? You have to be able to be sophisticated. There are good elements. There are bad. Everything in life really fits into the kara, fits into the melon, because there's good and bad. Either it should be cut out. You don't want to cut out your merits. You want to cut out all the problems. But on the other hand, it should be kriya. It should be mentioned before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the good things. This is the avoida. It's an avoida. It's a service. It's effort. It takes a lot of effort to properly concentrate and appreciate that this is life. Life is all about making decisions and selecting the good and rejecting the evil. And that takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to really identify most things in life are in disguise. You don't really even know what's good and what's bad. And many things in life are a mixed bag. There are good elements and there are bad elements to enhance the good and to minimize the bad. It's a very delicate situation. That's the avoida of the simonim. Put yourself in that frame of mind. And when you go into the davening the next day, and you present and you see life and you reflect upon what has transpired, what has happened, and what is our path going forward, it's really all about making decisions and selecting and figuring out how to enhance the good and to degrade and diminish, push away the evil. Okay, this is... so there it's also, right, it's also there's also an element by the dog. Okay, that's a more modern simon. See, that simon of a dog is not in the Gemara, it's not in the Ramah, to have a fish, the head of a fish, head of a sheep, head of a fish. I don't see anyone have a head of a sheep. That would be pretty scary today to have on your table in the 21st century, even though you can buy it if you really, for money, you can get anything. You can get it if you want, and they sell it.
You get it from the Muslims.
You can get it in the stores if you really want. You can get it. Don't worry. Anything can be purchased.
They all sell it now. Where's
anything can be gotten for money. I care if you're honest, I call. But a head of a fish, that's a new one. That's a new one. But the main ones are what, I mean, the Gemara. What it says in the Gemara, these are the Ikarim.
Where did the Rimon come from?
The Gemara says it.
Gemara. It does? I thought you said it only had five.
Let me read the Gemara. Let me go back to the Gemara. What did I say? Maybe not. Maybe here it is. Abaya, what did I say? You're right. The Rimon, you're right. I made a mistake. It's not so. You're right. The five are Kura, Rubia, Karti, Silka, and Tamri. Right. And what do you say for Tamri? Tamri, you say Shiyatamu Sanim. It's a bad simon. It's bad. Come to an end. It's bad. Okay, so you're right. Kra is a mix. Kra is a complicated one because we say two things. Most of the Hirotsans mention two things. Let me see what it says over here in the Siddur 4. It says over here, the Kra. It says over here, V'yesh noitim sheyikra shetikra roa roya gzardi. Okay, they're all different gersois. But then v'yikaru lefonecha zichu yoseinu. You have to go look in the machzor. Okay, I don't have a machzor in front of you. I don't have a machzor. Let me get a machzor. Give me 1 second. I'm getting a machzor. Art school machzor. Standard art school machzor.
The davash for the bread, where does that come from?
Ramah.
No, the tapuach davash comes from the Ramah.
No, both.
Not the tapuach. I don't know. I think we're making all this up. Okay.
Is it daf the big man?
All right, here is the sitter. I'm reading over here, standard art scroll. Art scroll is very run-of-the-mill, the melting pot of America. We have over here the Rubio. The first one they list over here is the Rubio. Okay, the Rubio is Sheyirbu Zichu Yoseinu. Okay, that's good. Then comes the Karti. Karti is Sheyikorsu Soinin, that's bad. Silka is bad, Sheyistalku Oyveinu. Dates, she's bad, Sheyitamu Soinenu. Kara. Then comes Sheyikara Roya Gzar Dinenu, V'yikaru Lefonecha Zichu Yoseinu. See the order, See, the order, that's why I remember, that's why I made that mistake. I have to go to the Gemara. I have to see where the Gemara, I should look at the Gemara. But over here we have the first five of the Gemara. The first five of the Gemara are... What? Which daf in the Gemara? Let me tell you. I'll tell you what daf one second. Daf in the Gemara is... Alright, it's going to be too long. I'll tell you after the show, I'll tell you exactly what it is, okay? I have it over here. Where no, but where's the Gemara? Where's the source?
Gemara is Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and or Krisus Vav Amid Aleph.
Krisus Vav Amid Aleph. Belel Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Yeshayim Mem Gamel Lo Shani Ein Mate Ephraim Vel Vamogein Oichle Machal Moshesham Mishmam Simen Toiv Mispalim Sivay Mishmam Simen Toiv. It's not true. When they write here in the article a Simen Toiv. It's not true. It's not a simen toiv. It's simen ra. You're giving the simen ra to the goyim. U'mispal d'mishas achil sheyiskayim banu oisai inyan toiv. Yeish minim sheshman b'loshna kodesh v'arami u'mara al simen toiv. Yeisham b'yiddish u'marim kain. And where is the Gemara? Where your article has the Gemara? I don't have a Mahari article called the Gemara. Oh, yeah, here it is. Hurry, here it is. Okay, ha-minuk sh'rosh b'gemara. Hurry, staf yud beis omid aleph. Staf yud beis omid aleph. Okay, now the order that they have it in the article Sidur is like this. First comes the good. Okay, we eat Ruvia. Ruvia is, what's Ruvia? What is Ruvia? In English.
Carrots,
right. Carrots. Sheyirbu is Ruvia. So Sheyirbu. Zichu yoyse, that's good. Then you go to something that's bad. Karati, leek. Sheyikarsu soneinu. Then you go to another bad thing. Sheyistalku oyveinu. And then you go to another bad thing. There are really four bad things, not so great over here. They're not such good simonim over here. Sheyitamu soneinu. And then when it comes to the craw, that's the last item of the Gemara. It's both. It's good and bad. And that's why the nusach is sheyikara. Should be cut out. Roya gzar dinenu. Mitzad sheni, it's a good sign. V'yikor'u lefonecha zichu yoseinu. The kra is the last item listed, the last item that we really list from the Gemara, which is a complicated one because it has a mix. And yet, it's interesting, we have only one good thing, the ruvia, and the others are bad simana, which we're giving away to the goyim. One good, three bad, and one that's a mix. I guess we want to equal the equation. Maybe that's the reason why we add two more. I'm really beginning to wonder out loud, think out loud with you, why did it become a minhag to add two more? Which two more do we add? We add the rimon and we add the dogim. Maybe the reason why we want to even out the score. It's not fair. There should be one good, three bad, and one mix. We want to even out the score, so we add another two good. What are the other two good? The rimoin is good, and the fish is good. Shenifre v'nirbe kidogim. That's the standard nusach about the head. That's the two more. And then there's an eighth one. The eighth one, when you have the head, and when it's not really an eighth. It's when the fish happens to be a head, then you also, in addition, you l'roish v'loil is enough, or it can be an eighth if you have, instead of a fish, you have a roish keves, then it would be an eighth. Okay, so I'm thinking out loud, the reason why I became the minhag to add two more is because we want to even out the score. Three good, three bad, and the kara is somewhere in the middle. Okay, this whole idea is new to me. I don't know if this is really where was I inspired to this fart? And there's a new Sefer article put out Rabbi Druck, is that his name?
Yeah, Rabbi Druck, the new Machzor?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
It's not a Machzor. It's not a new Machzor, Rabbi Druck, as he pronounce it?
Yes.
So I read half of it yesterday. I spent yesterday time, I read half of it. Jam-packed with really, really nice things. Very, very nice things. Does he say exactly this? I don't think so. But he says something very, very close to this. So by reading his Sefer, his father was a very, very famous Maggid. His father, I have his father's sermon in Hebrew. His father was a very, very famous, very, very big Maggid. He would speak even a couple of times a day, they say, in the Akdama, I remember. And I didn't even know he had a son that was a big Darshan. I had no idea. And obviously he does. He has a son that's a very, very big Talmud Chacham. It seems like he's a very big Rav. The Sefer was originally written in Hebrew. I'm not aware of the Sefer. And it was translated into English. It's very expensive. It costs a lot of money. It's a very expensive article. They put a lot into this. They made a very fancy cover. They put a lot of money into this. And I had the good fortune yesterday to get a hold of it. And I went through about half of it. And it's jam. I thought it would be an easy read. It's not. It's jam-packed. Jam-packed with a lot of ideas. Many of the ideas over the time you've probably heard. You've heard a lot of the things. A lot of things are very popular. They're popular ideas on the Nusach HaTfilah. A lot of things from the Gra. And there are certainly things I've never heard before. A lot of beautiful, beautiful new ideas. And this idea is something which leaped off the page about looking at the simonim not as just good things, but looking at the simonim as a complicated mix of toiv vara, like the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas was Adam HaRishon. You have to remember that Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of man. And man was given Bechira and was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas Toiv Vara. And Adam made that mistake and he ate from the Eitz Hadas Toiv Vara. And we at the meal of Rosh Hashanah were now in the garden of Toiv Vara. Because Adam unfortunately has brought us into that garden. And now we have to be very careful what we select and what we reject. To me, it's a mind-blowing idea. Changes the whole attitude, the whole approach to looking at the simanim. I hope you share my amazement in viewing it in this way. Okay, now, with that said, let's now...
Yeah. The Torah, it says, V'natan Hashem Elokecha et ha'alot ha'ele al oivecha v'al sonecha asher redafucha. It's right there. It's
right, before yeah. Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
We read it
in the
yeah.
So that's okay. That's what I did. Now let's